Welcome to the listening show. A show you can listen to. Zach, what the fuck?
Oh, no. I don't know.
What? Explain yourself. We're all waiting.
So, I didn't mean it. And
what is with
I'm
this?
Willing to pay
but
for the funeral.
You know that we're listening to this?
I'm willing to pay for the funeral expenses. And my car damage is totally fine. I'm implying I murdered somebody in my car on the way here.
Without admitting to it. Don't you know that's the first step?
Admitting to it? Admitting that I have a problem?
Admitting to murder is the first step.
To any problem, really. It's like, I have a big alcohol problem. Yeah. It's because you need to admit that you murdered somebody.
That I killed my liver.
Yeah.
I murdered it.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why did you start out this listening show so confrontationally?
Good job. You cracked me there.
So do you have...
What do you have to say for yourself?
I just didn't think about it. It's just a show you can listen to. It doesn't really matter what we say. Most of what we say is bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's just two guys.
With predominant exceptions when it comes to things like philosophy and theology. But most of it is bullshit.
We have a proclivity to try to be smart, but it's... bullshit.
Yeah. It's very smart.
No. I mean, we're actually very smart. And this is what I would do this to my glasses, but I forgot them. So how can you trust the damn word I say?
Yeah. You're not smart enough to remember your glasses.
Oh, my glasses. How do you know I even have glasses?
You silly fool. I'm in a great mood.
Oh, good, good. Which, by the way, I forgot to wish you happy weekend.
I was waiting for it. Yeah. Thank you. You always wish me happy weekend when it is my weekend.
When it is appropriate, and it is my weekend. Which is on the weekends.
Yeah.
Random quick story.
Okay, go ahead.
Random. I remember when one of our siblings was getting glasses, and as you are as children, you go with mom together. All the kids stay together because you can't leave them at the house. One of us was getting glasses, and our youngest really wanted glasses because he thought they were so cool. And so while we're all waiting around the glasses store, he takes a pair off the shelf, puts them on. I can see so much clearer. Mom, these are great. And then I went, those are plastic. There's a prescription in those. And then we all laughed. He's like, oh, at least he was a good sport. But it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It was really funny, you know. Yeah. That's the end of that story. All right, sorry. What was it you wanted to say?
I wonder what made you think of that. I didn't really need to say anything.
Because I was mentioning something about pretending I had glasses and being smart.
Oh, yeah.
And then you think about that story.
And how he wasn't smart. I'll tell you what that makes me think of. There was one time I had an aunt who worked at an eye doctor. And
sounds familiar.
She was watching us for the afternoon because my mom had to do some errand or something. Well, my aunt goes, I have a great idea. We're going to put contact lenses in your eyes, but they're going to be our test ones. So they're going to have test written on the side of them. And they're going to be very different eyes. And we're just going to see what your mom does. And we made my mom jump in fear because I like went up to her and I was like, hi, mom. And she grabbed my face. She goes, hi, honey. And she looked down. She goes, oh, like something was in my eye. And I'll never forget how happy that made my aunt.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also probably cried a lot trying to put the contacts in my eyes. I was probably like, because I was like a little baby and didn't
know. So like when she looked into your eyes, could she see the words test around the edges?
Yeah.
That's great.
She thought something was wrong.
Yeah, that's great.
Because they were also like dark brown and I have like blue, baby blue eyes. Look at that. So they were like dark brown and different. I was like smiling and happy.
Do you subscribe to the idea that your eye color changes or can change?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I heard that from someone and I thought that was bullshit. So our bullshit isn't quite as low as that other bullshit, but the idea that your eye color changes depending on the season, I'm like, no. No. What?
Or what clothes
they're
you wear.
They're blue. No, they're green because it's winter. I'm like, no. You have one eye color.
So I do, this is what I think. When people say my eye color changes depending on the clothes I wear, I'm like, yeah, the perception of your eye color does change because, like, for example, like you might have gray eyes, but it's only gray because it's a combination of all kinds of blues and greens and, you know, whatever other teal, whatever colors there that eyes can be. But so when you wear a shirt that's that color, it accentuates those colors in your eye.
I get it. For example, pale brown,
yeah.
Wearing dark colors, and then one day you're wearing bright colors like red and yellow, and then your eyes look yellow.
Mm.
But no, this person actually thought their eyes were actually changing color depending on seasons, and that's normal.
I'm like, just shot in the dark. I'm guessing it was a woman. Because only women think that stupid season. Shit. Yeah.
Because my eyes clash with my seasonal wear.
Yeah,
because
so only women lie about dumb shit like that. I'm joking. Obviously.
To keep it fair, men will lie about equally dumb but different shit. Like, so this doesn't count, but adding a sticker onto your car adds 5 horsepower.
Yeah.
That's like a, that's not a good example, but.
Or I lifted, you know, 250 in the gym.
The fish was this big.
Yeah, I did 20 reps when you did like 18, you know, almost 20. They lie about that.
We all have our things exaggerate. That we like or are vain about.
Yeah. My sister used to say that I don't remember if she said that she thought her eyes were purple or whether she wanted them to be purple, but I think she was like, I think I could have lavender eyes.
It's a fun question because that would be crazy. I've never seen someone with purple eyes.
Yeah.
Like legit, by the way. I'm not talking about changed or fake or anything. What is the most striking or unique eye color you have seen in real life? Because nothing in my mind stands out.
Really?
I don't remember ever seeing someone go, wow, his eyes are they're like gray or like really bright brown. I don't remember ever seeing that mm-hmm. in real life. Do you have an example of mm-hmm. that? What is it?
I worked with a gal, and I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to be embarrassed. Because
we can't pay her for royalties because we don't get paid anything on this show.
Well, she's a friend of mine, and yep. you know she knows who she is because everybody compliments her eyes.
And the person I'm talking to knows who they are, but yeah. I'm not going to just she put has names like, if they're not welcome.
She has like a darker complexion to her skin. She's like African-American and not, but I think like one parent is and one parent isn't or something like that. I don't remember, but then her eyes are like a non-typical color for her skin color. It's like very bright. It's kind of amber and they just like pow and they're very pretty and everybody tells her that and it's true. They
That's
are.
Cool.
Yeah.
Here's another fun question. I'm trying to keep it on eyes
okay.
because it's been a fun topic.
Yeah.
This is the stipulation. You have to change your eye color.
Yeah.
You get to change it once. You have to change it. It's non-negotiable. The best thing you could do is change it to a color similar to your own, but uh-huh. like you have to change it. What color would you change your eyes to? Because I think I'd go with a dark brown to make my eyes look more dark or black. I think that's what I'd prefer. I think that would work the best. But I think very white, like gray and white would be creepy and cool, but I don't think it fit my personality. I think it fit my personality. So if I had to choose either dark brown or very strong sea blue, like a dark blue, I like the, that's cool, but I'm not sure. Do you have one that you like or think that would be good?
Well, the rarest genetically is green. So I would obviously pick that so I could be genetically cool.
Like a very strong, brilliant yeah. sapphire type of a green.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be cool. What color are yours?
I don't know. They're blue. They're definitely blue, but they're like kind of gray blue.
Like a blue gray. Yeah. That's how I describe them.
Yeah. But these, I actually have the exact type of eye that people would say changes color in shirts and stuff because often my eyes look just gray when I wear blue, but when I wear anything else, it's very clearly blue. So it's like, yeah.
It's like that perception thing you said, how what color your eyes look like depending on the clothes you wear or to somebody else.
Yeah.
So mine are hazel, which is literally mutt. It's like the generic unlocked color you get at the start of the game. That's the color eyes I have. They can look green to some people. I get that because there's some green in them, but they're like just generic ass hazel.
Yeah.
What a thing to have a very striking or unique eye color. I haven't seen it in person, but what I have seen are like bright or big eyes. It's hard. It's a thing to have big eyes where it's like, wow, as opposed to big, creepy, googly eyes. I've seen those two.
Which, like, those are kind of like mine. I got big old eyes.
This is how I'm thinking of it. Like I was saying, that's how I described them when you said you have gray or blue eyes. I was thinking if a sketch artist asked me, hey, your friend's missing, what does he look like? This is my memory or recollection of Zach. Like, he has bluish, grayish eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said big eyes. I wouldn't describe them as having big eyes. Maybe a little big.
Mm-hmm. Well, bigger than yours for sure.
Yeah. How would you describe my eyes to a sketch artist?
A squinty.
That's the word I would use to describe my eyes. Yeah. They're squinty. They're like, just draw little slits, so that's him smiling.
Yeah. To be fair, I think when I smile, like, my eyes get tiny.
They certainly can be, yeah, but I think mine are a little more squinty than the normal.
Here's an interesting thing to jump off of kind of the eye topic, but kind of staying on the same vein. I did this thing at work. I have these really cool whiteboards that are actually gray in color, and I got some Expo markers and some dry erase pens and stuff, and when I had, there was a day that I had to go in and just like man shop basically, and I had nothing to do. It was the only day I remembered this being the case at my job. But so I just sat there. I was completely by myself. And so I was like, I'm just going to doodle on the. And so I was doodling on my dry erase board. And I ended up seeing kind of my reflection because it was like a silver color. And I could see my reflection in there. I was like, I'm going to just do a self-portrait with Expo marker. And so I spent a lot of time and I like did a bunch of erasing and I got it. I was like, I did a pretty good job. Now, and here's what I noticed is that it's one of those things when you draw yourself that you never realize about your face.
That's why I was thinking about the sketch artist.
And I was hoping that basically the question is this, what are things about your face that you've noticed that you didn't notice before, if you have any? But what I was going to say about mine is I noticed when I smile, like when you think of squinty eyes, you think they just do this. They just are flat. They squint flatly. But mine, when I squint, they do this. They kind of make a rainbow shape like this.
Yeah.
You can kind of see how that kind of curve like this. Anyway, I've never noticed that about my squinty eyes. Other people's squinty eyes, they get flat, but mine go like this. Anyway, and so when I was drawing me, I started drawing them like I thought, like I imagined them, and then I actually looked.
They were.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that doesn't look like me. And then I actually looked, and I was like, wow, that's actually, there's quite a big bend that way. Yeah, anyway.
You can recognize good or bad things about your appearance if you actually try to, you know, in a way, meticulously take note of them by illustrating them. Moving away from the eyes, kind of. I have a lot of eyelashes, I guess. People in comments of videos before that I've been in have said, "What do you use eyeliner? What eyeliner are you?" I'm like, "What do you mean eyeliner?" It's just because sometimes my eyelashes make, I guess, the edges of them look dark. Mm-hmm. They're annoying to me. I wonder how different I'd look if I had far less eyelashes. Probably a tiny bit different, but it's not like it's crazy.
I don't think that you have any more than a regular person, but because your eyes are squintier, they just overlap more.
Yeah, I think when I squint, they become more concentrated and then more noticeable. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to be... Well, I'm picking at the facial features now because I'm kind of exhausted.
I've gotten one.
The eyes. Sure, I have one, but it's your turn.
Okay, so and this is a bad one that I noticed about me, and it was I always noticed I had a crooked smile, and I was like, and one day I actually, I studied it, and I'm like, I'm fine with having a crooked smile. Lots of people do, but then I started paying attention to it, and I realized, oh, my smile's not crooked. My whole jaw is, which
that's really funny. As soon as you said that, I could see your crooked jaw and a smile.
Yeah. So basically how it works, and this is why I wish to God that after you died, you could look at your skull like from like just without any skin.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Because what you'd see with mine is it's like a regular head and the jaw, like the jaw is fine, but then you look at the teeth and then the top teeth are literally tilted like this.
Yeah.
Like these teeth are lower than these teeth.
Yeah.
And then it reverses on the bottom to where my jaw actually looks like I have like an aesthetically mirrored face, but my teeth inside are literally at a slant like this. And it bothers me very badly now. You can see like these top teeth are like
that's
literally
funny
angled.
In contrast, that bothers me very badly now.
It does. Yeah.
I bet that's actually pretty normal because my teeth aren't level in my head either.
Really?
I don't think.
Which way do they slant?
I don't know. I'm not quite that self-conscious. I only notice because I have when I have my braces in and then when I got my retainers, which is a physical copy, I can look and go, oh, here's some of the gums, here's the teeth. At least they're aligned to one another now, more or less, but they slant. And it's not much. But I didn't realize it was there until I noticed, and then I felt a tiny bit self-conscious. Oh, my teeth and my mouth aren't even level.
Yeah.
Whatever.
To me, it's actually kind of a big slope for me. It's like these are much lower than these, like just completely.
Well, if it's any consolation, I didn't notice, but... I did notice when you said that you have a crooked jaw, whatever, when you smile, then I realized, cause I know your face fairly well. I can see that, but it's never.
Yeah. The other way that my face, this is another small, slight difference, but the other way my smile looks different is that this tooth sticks out. And so when I smile, like it looks like I'm smiling and this lip is lower, but it's not necessarily. It's like the smile is actually the same shape, but this tooth actually sticks out. So it looks like I'm going like that.
Would I see it if you tilted your head forward and open your jaw?
Mm-hmm.
Like this? Yeah, okay. I had the exact same thing on, I think, the opposite side, but that's why I have to have a brace.
Retainer.
Not important, but when I got my braces out, this tooth started to come back out again.
Oh.
Even though I'd wear a retainer every night, by the end of the day, it'd be sticking out more. I'm like, geez. So I said, hey, it's not staying in place. They go, well, you're just going to have to wear a permanent retainer then if it's moving that hard. But that was one that was out a whole row. I called a row. Like if you were a shark.
That's what this one is.
If you had rows of teeth like a shark does, and you had your lower teeth and you had one here, this tooth was in that row. And my brothers, I think, have the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had it worse than me. But anyway, it's so bad that it would escape just in 12 hours.
I knew a kid that had two rows of teeth on his bottom. On his bottom mouth.
That just sounds badass. As long as it's like symmetrical. Like if he was genetically born with two rows of teeth, it'd be a little creepy, but also like that's pretty cool.
It wasn't very aesthetic. No, it didn't look gross. Good. Well, yeah, it was.
And his name is.
He got him removed. Mm. Yeah, I had another friend. I still have that friend. I don't know why I said had, but I used to hang out with him a lot.
He stopped being my friend when I found out about the teeth.
Yeah. Well, he was born without just two teeth. He just didn't have them. And they were like, you know how you have two front teeth and the two beside them?
Yeah.
He just never got those teeth. And so he just had two front teeth. And then it went straight from those to his canines.
Mm.
And so he, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. But the two rows, like I think it's my dad, but he has like a whole tooth like behind completely. It's like, it's not like mine where it's half behind and half equal. It's completely behind.
I'm moving from eyes and keeping a close category of facial features just for fun, but also guides the topic.
Okay.
Beards. I remember when we were much younger, you're looking like in annoyance and like, how would you describe that look you just gave?
Like, oh
despondence,
man.
Despondence and annoyance. Like,
yeah.
Like beards.
At least I have facial hair, but I don't have
at least you have facial hair. I remember when we became friends about that time. We both liked beards, but we couldn't grow them.
Yeah.
And I know I've been saying since forever, and I still say I can't wait till I'm older so I'll have more facial hair. Well, it's weird because I remember saying this to you when we started being friends and all that. I said, I can't wait till I'm 40. But I was thinking, I don't know if I said this to you, I can't wait till I'm 30 because I remember my dad coming home when I was a kid and he was 30 and he had a great beard. So maybe I could have a great beard at 30. Well, it's weird because I'm 29. I'm close to finding out if I'm ever going to have a good beard. I don't think it's going to get much better, but it can only get better with age, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think I'm at the point where I'm happy with my beard. Mm. I'm not just happy that I have facial hair. It's like, I like my beard.
Mm.
So I think I've completed the game of the beard. It's just now I have to go levels above completing the game if I want to. Where are you with your beard? Because I know
journey.
You were saying, I don't know if I can because my dad doesn't have one. And it's like, oh.
Well, he does.
Well,
he
you know what I mean? Now. Not as much as you would like. Yeah. So, and we're going off of our dads because that's our best guess, you know. For
so well, my dad could grow a beard now. He could. He never lets it get long enough, but he does let it all. He does the half day shadow or whatever you call that. The noon, 2 o'clock shadow or whatever clock. Shadow
5 o'clock,
yeah, 5 o'clock shadow, yeah. That's what it is. But I could for years, I always could grow like a little goatee,
yeah,
and I could always do a little mustache.
Here's a little goatee. I was like, it's good, yeah, yeah. A little bit of beard right here, like, yeah, it's good, it's great, it's yours, and it fits your face.
And then, only in the last couple of years have I had this the sides start coming in, but it's only like a chin strap,
yeah, yeah,
but at least it connects kind of,
and it fits your face. I mean, I say that because I've only ever known that it's a perception thing. Yeah. So like if you came in with tomorrow with I'll do face the camera this way, if this was full,
yeah,
because you have a chin strap, but if tomorrow you came in and that shadow stubble came out to here, I think it would be amazing.
Yeah,
but I'm used to your beard, so I don't know. Like, there's things I would change about my beard if I could, but otherwise, this is how I look at most things. It literally is a glass half full thing, but I try to think of it as far as thankfulness. We're all born with a percentage of blessing. People might call it privilege in some areas. Like, yeah. I was born in America. I'm in the top 50% of people who are born,
yeah.
I think, as far as luck.
Yeah.
So I'm happy as long as I'm in 50%. I was born tall. One there.
Yeah.
As long as I'm at least 50% in something, I'm happy. And I think as far as beards go, it scores at least 51%. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm probably right about there. Probably 50%. So for
50%. Me, passing grade is 51%.
Yeah. I'm really skirting that line. I'm probably, if not 50%, a little bit under.
For the beard?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously plenty of people with worse facial hair than me, but my beard is not great. So he, like what you said, I'm going to talk about me more. If I could fill my whole, like my whole cheek like this, it would look so good.
Badass.
It looks so good on me, except for the problem is I don't think I can. I just think that. So here's my one holding out hope thing. You remember like when you first got your beard, the peach fuzz kind of stuff, and you started noticing it, and then you're like, okay, so I have that all over my cheeks, just a tiny little bit. It's just not thick hairs. Now it's not thick everywhere. It's just sparse enough.
Right. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Right. And this stuff, because it didn't come in until I was like 25. I was like, okay, well maybe by the time I hit 35, you know, I'll just have it everywhere.
You
kind of like my dad.
You said your dad has a 5 o'clock shadow, but where on the face
everywhere.
Is the hair?
So I mean, everywhere. Like,
all the cheeks
like,
too?
Yes. I think I'm going to be really similar to him.
We have to assume as much as our best guess.
Right. So his is as, like when his is cut short, you can see where the spots are. Uh-huh. But it's not, there's not a ton. Like if you let it grow long, it can be completely covered is what I think. Kind of like.
I'm not talking about length. I call it fullness. Yeah. So pixels per inch, hairs per skin patch. Yeah, that's what I mean. Density. How many hairs are in one space on the skin? And my hair is not very full. My beard is pretty Barbie. There's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering about your dad. How much of the skin surface has hairs on it?
Most of it.
Most of it. Oh, that's good.
But it's not. But it's still thinner than like yours, maybe. And then other people like, I don't observe his beard that carefully. I've just done it enough to be like, okay, he could grow a full beard.
As a kid, I was like,
yeah,
that and chest hair. I was like, yeah. I wonder what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm happy with my beard. I don't know about your dad, but my chin lines go and me and they, they stop below my mouth.
Yeah.
I wish they went above my mouth and connected to my mustache.
Yeah.
You know, more face area. But I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, I don't think that for myself either. I just wish I had a little bit more in the cheek area because the more cheek you can cover with the beard, the better. Like it looks like I have a chin strap that I shaved. That's what it looks like, but that's what it naturally grows. Thankfully, it's at least mostly even.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like...
But
gross or something.
I don't know. Like I don't
said,
love it. But
I thought this earlier, not important really, but you said at least I can grow this. And I was like, yeah, like the character in Hot Rod by the end, all you can grow is a tiny thin little mustache.
Mm.
At least you grow more than that. You know, some guys
slightly, my mustache is really rapey.
No, it's not. If you let the mustache get more full, like a lot more full. So it's like a defined mustache and it may be a little bit pedo, but like if you really want to look like a pedo, you could.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, thanks.
Well, like this half, this half is great. I'm fine with this half. This half doesn't grow very much. And it drives me nuts because there's like a spot in the center that just doesn't grow.
Okay. So you're talking about.
So I have to like pull it to like kind of look even, but it just isn't. Like you can even tell on here, this side.
I don't think anybody can tell except yourself. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I have a patch.
In this light, it's not very good either. You can just see barely a shadow. And this side's fine, but this side isn't. You can even see. I can see it.
I have a patch in over here, and I kind of need my hairs to cover the patch. But underneath on this side, this all grows like twice as fast. It's really? Very strange. So whenever I get it cut, there will be another. You know, there's a line underneath. This will be escaping by an inch.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fuller. It's just kind of weird. I bet
that's the first to go gray.
Interesting observation.
I have a theory about growth. It's like graying. And my theory is that your pores, like your hair follicles, they only produce so much colored hair, and then it just stops creating creatine or the color.
Therefore, this one expends more hair,
right?
The color will run out sooner. Basically,
yeah. I don't know if that's true, but
our skin pores are printers, and they're gonna run out of ink.
Yeah, yeah basically, that's almost exactly it, in my opinion.
There's probably more to it than that, but let's just go with that. Yeah. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, and then, yeah. I think gray hair is awesome.
I was going to say, kind of as a next topic, man, what an exciting day when you find a gray hair.
Oh, I have many.
I know you have some gray hairs.
I have a lot, yeah.
I like to think the day you find the old gray hair, you'll know it's a unique, or this is actual gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that. I don't know if that's true, but I know for me, you know, it's going to be exciting. If you find that in your beard or in your hair.
Mm-hmm. I remember... I have a story about it really quick.
Okay, yeah, sure. I can remember.
So I was dating this girl, and we were like hanging out together. We were doing something, and then we were on my bed. We were just like chilling, and then she's just like playing with my hair and looking at it. And she goes, "Wait, you've got white hairs in here." I was like, "Oh yeah, I've got kind of a lot if you look." And she's like, "Oh my!" And then she just noticed there's a bunch, and she's like, "Do you mind if I pick them?" And I was like, "I mean, I like them, but yeah, I don't care."
<They're> mine.
And so we were watching a movie or something, and she got distracted with the hairs, and she picked white hairs for 3 hours, and she had a clump that could have been braided. It was so many.
That's awesome.
And I remember thinking that is way more than you'd think, but you know, you have like thousands and thousands of hairs, maybe hundreds of thousands of hairs. So it's like. It's like, okay, even if I have, you know, thousands of white hairs, I don't, you know, you don't see them. I have such dark hair too that you can't tell. Now it's getting to that point now where I have even more now than I did then, like quite a bit. I bet I could, you know, if I was to do that same exercise.
If I was to date somebody else who's willing to pick my hairs right. for me.
Well, I just remember thinking like, this is annoying, but I like people when they play with my head. And so I was like totally fine with
it. You mean... On the outside or in all ways possible.
There you go. Yeah, that's a funny.
I like being fucked with.
Yeah, in general.
predictions for baldness was the next topic or idea.
I know how this works actually genetically.
Oh, well then why don't you just tell me how it works?
Genetically, your hair loss, you inherit that from your mother's father.
Why?
I don't know. It's a gene traceable thing. I don't like that
answer. Can you change it?
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
So is that like 100% that is exactly how it works every time?
Now there's variant because of your specific genes, but it's minimal. It's like
Then you mean there's a 95 as an example, you mean there's a 95% chance you will have your mother's father's hair?
No, there's there's 100% chance his hair loss tendencies you will inherit. Now your hair might naturally be thicker because of your natural genes, but his hair will be similar.
Similar or the same?
You can't say anything's exactly the same, but the same way that you're bound to have a certain parent's eye color or hair color or something based on their genetic makeup and yours combined, the same, you inherit your mother's father's tendencies with hair loss.
Okay, so with that...
So you might have a different hair than your... You might have a different hairline than your mother's father right now, but you'll lose it the same way he lost it.
I know
what
you're saying, but like you're saying that as if it's a certainty. You will like 100%. That's how it's going to be lost. Okay.
Yeah.
So with that idea, whatever, how do you predict your hair will go out or if at all, or what's going to happen to it?
Well, my grandpa, my mom's dad, he actually still has like he's had hair. He's like almost like maybe he's in his 70s now or late 60s. I think he's in his 70s now. And he has a little bit of thinning on the top, but like it's not all gone. Like he still has his hair. So I'm thinking that first, as long as I take care of it, like I might get a little thinness on the top, but and then maybe a little bit of widow's peaking going on.
Yeah.
But I have that already. I have like a little bit of.
Well, most of us, even though we're young, you can see it. That's just the shape. It's just a progression of that shape, what you call widow's peak.
It's actually my hair right now kind of looks like his hair does because he keeps it kind of long and it's kind of brown like mine. And I remember when I had my hair pulled back, kind of like he does it, I went to my mom's house and she hadn't seen my hair in a while. And she was like, "Whoa, I just saw my dad." And I was like, I can see it because he has the same kind of hairdo, the long, I don't want to say unkempt, but that's what it is, kind of just combed backwards.
I think, well, I guess I hope I don't lose too much. I wouldn't mind having my widow's peak or some kind of distinguished, oh, you're older, but I would rather not lose all my hair. And I think the worst way to lose hair, aside from losing all of it, I guess, is literally a bald patch on the top. Mm. I don't know how to amend that, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, my guess has always been that these are going to kind of go away. And then the same thing on the back, like probably start to, but I think the top's going to be okay. But okay. It's just a guess. I don't know anything. You know, if the whole grandpa thing is right, balding on mostly everything, just thin ring of hair. Mm-hmm. That's how I remember it. If that's the case, then I'm screwed there.
Yeah.
I do not have a good shaped head. Like Michael Barnes, the lead singer of Red, he has a gorgeous head. He should be bald. Very good shape, you know?
Okay.
But there are some weird head shapes.
Yeah.
And mine isn't great. It's not shit, but it's like I'm not proud of my head shape.
Yeah, I've got a weird one
too. So I don't want to be bald.
I have like weird divots on the side, like right here and here.
Oh, is it like your grandpa?
I don't know. Does he have divots?
I don't know his face as well as you, but that's how I think I'd describe it, where some kind of indentations toward the front half on the sides, and then the back half is raised slightly, whereas mine kind of just raises slightly to the back, but otherwise it's smooth.
Yeah, that's kind of my, I guess, I don't know. I haven't studied my scalp enough.
I haven't studied my grandpa's scalp in a while.
Yeah. Well, I haven't studied mine either. I just know that I can, like, when I feel it, I'm like, yeah, I would look bad bald because I could tell it's just like pinheady.
Have you ever been bald?
I've been pretty close, been probably, buzzed? But when I was a kid, maybe. I've never been fully bald, but I've definitely been buzz cut. Like when I was a kid, I had it really short. It was like the point where it was like prickly on your hands.
You know, in Legend of Korra, when one of the new airbenders is saying, yeah, because he's echoing the words of the airbender. If you cut your hair, you can feel people moving behind you, or you can feel the air moving. Like, it's like really funny. I laughed at that because I've been bald a couple of times, maybe three times, like clean bald. Mm. I was like, yeah, you have more senses. I remember, I think I was in church. Yeah, it must have been what it was, like the morning after. And I felt the people sit down behind me.
Whoa.
The air move, and they're like, ah, there's someone there. So funny.
Maybe that's why all the kung fu monks are all bald.
They
can sense stuff.
I assumed it was like a symbolism of purity. I want to get into that too much because that's interesting to
the
me
monks,
too.
Yeah,
about
is,
how but hair works. But staying on the facial features and stuff, inversely, you've had long hair, right? Mm-hmm. Longest hair I've had is where it probably just touched my shoulders. That's a good description. And inversely to being bald, where you can sense the hair can feel like a pillow or a blanket. It can be really cozy.
Uh-huh.
So that's nice, or it was nice, but
yeah,
for practicality and
it feels way better to not have hair though.
You mean bald?
Yeah. Like if you have, like, as far as just purely how it feels, like if you have, the less hair so far I've had, the more comfortable my head
felt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's less encumbered.
Specifically for me on the sides. Less hair on the sides, like above the ears.
Yeah.
Like my preferred haircut is hair on top, so I have some kind of look, but then the sides are pretty well buzzed and faded, so I can cool off if it's hot or whatever. And yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm finally growing my hair out for real, for real. I've done it before.
You gave up. You got annoyed with it.
Well, my head is huge, and so I realized to actually get it to look like long hair takes it a while. It just looks like puffy for so long, like years it looks puffy. But now it's right now it's like at the end of that puffy phase. I'm finally getting some length. I'm thinking 6 months from now to a year from now, it's going to be long enough to put in like a, you know, to tie it back or to do stuff with.
Question about your hair.
Yeah.
Follicle positions, if that's the right word.
What is it? What?
So the natural direction that your hair wants to fall is determined by in what direction are the pores facing on your head.
Well, that's more nurture than nature, I think. There's some natural calyx, but.
So for me, I guess maybe 3/4 of the hair on the front of my head will fall back. But over here, these kind of want to go to the side or something. They don't. They don't all go like in Lord of the Rings and the Widow's Peaks. The slicked back hair is all straight back. Mm-hmm. Not all my hairs want to do that. They'll fight to go backwards. Do you have any hair follicle placements that you're like, ah, oh, I wish they wouldn't not want to go this way?
Yeah.
No, or are you just okay?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, my left side's it's terrible. It's intolerable. I can't tolerate it. I don't know. It just does whatever it wants. This side specifically, like now that it's really long,
your
I can kind of, yeah.
Yeah, same.
It's long enough now that as long as it's like weighed down by something, it doesn't even have to be sticky. It just has to be damp. And the dampness, I can direct it wherever I want.
Weight.
Yeah, the weight will help me. But even the left side that way, especially down where my line is, wherever they call that, your part. That stuff is just the worst. I can't do anything with it. I like try to put it straight back and then it just kind of like rolls over and looks not good.
What's your opinion on your eyebrows?
I'm looking at them really quick. I've always just kind of thought they were fine. Like I've heard people say you've got really powerful eyebrows because they're just dark and they're small, but they're dark. And so I've never had a problem with them. Like most people, I'm sure, maybe I wish they were a little thicker, but people have asked before, do you tweeze your eyebrows? I'm like, I've never had to, and I just don't. And they're like, wow, they look like you're tweezed. So I guess they look good.
I guess that's fine. Good. Like, yeah, we're as guys, we don't really get caught up in that. Yeah. The only thing I know about eyebrows are people wanting them to look differently is I guess girls typically get them trimmed down. Like to make them thinner or something. Yeah. Mine though, I think they're the most basic eyebrows that you could ever put on a character. And I like I think they're where they're supposed to be. And I don't have unibrow hairs or anything. They're just, so.
Yeah.
Cause like that's an example of a bad luck on the eyebrow stat side when you're born. I got at least 50% on the eyebrows. In my opinion. I've noticed this kind of is about a question you asked whenever you've tried to illustrate yourself. Did you notice something new about yourself? And I think I had noticed that when I was creating a video game character and I tried to do lips. It's like, what are my lips? Cause they're not, you don't pick big ones. Mm. And I'm like, not the thinnest ones possible, but right next to that, like almost non-existent lips. But in the crudest way possible, if you draw a cartoon caricature of somebody, typically for males, lines.
Yeah.
For ladies, you have to actually illustrate the lip. And I think on that resolution of illustration, that is my lip, basic lines. But that's true for most guys. Now, when you go into like a 3D space, like you're making a video game character, I pick the one that's close to nothing but not nothing, which is pretty basic. I think they are extremely unremarkable. There's nothing noteworthy about my lips, and I'm okay with that. Like, I guess you could be a guy and have big lips and be handsome, but I've never desired that. Like, my eyebrows are basic, but they work. I don't know.
Yeah, my friend would endearingly call them white people lips. Yeah, I had a friend over. I was kind of on a date, and she was like, we were talking about lips or something, and she had big old thick lips. And so I said, I was like, you got some fat lips. And I was like, I got some fat ones too. If I think she's like, you got white people lips. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess I do. And it's true that I do have fat lips for a white person, but they're small. So,
oh, that's somebody, a name, Taylor Lunter, I guess. Notoriously Lautner? Whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
That one, Taylor. Yeah, like it can be fun, but otherwise it's like.
He has big lips?
Yeah, I was just thinking, what is it possible to illustrate a male with big lips and be handsome? Yeah, handsome Squidward.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Illustrated
with big lips. Yes.
You do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, because, I heard that and I've always in my head thought I have big lips for a guy. But then when she said that and we were looked up pictures of white people lips and I looked and I was like, yeah, mine are big for white people, but they are not big in general.
But they're still white.
There's a lot of, There's a lot of people with bigger lips than me. Much bigger.
I think you should see other people.
Yeah.
People with bigger lips.
Lips that can satisfy you. No, just, I don't know.
The only other thing is that I thought of is ears. Are your ears symmetrical? Because I can't imagine many people. Yes?
I think so. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I've never paid attention to those.
Well, if you look, and it doesn't take much. I noticed at some point it was in the mirror, and I guess it tilted my head up or down, and I noticed in the mirror they weren't in the same place exactly. I know they're not completely symmetrical to one another. Mm. The shape of them is probably the same, but the placement isn't quite right. Eye placement isn't the same either. I don't know about you. Like, one of my eyes, I think what it is specifically is sunken into my head more. So the x-axis, whatever axis that one would be, y, x, z, z-axis, is more into my head. So
your depth.
But depth. Yeah, so by most angles, it looks symmetrical, but technically it's not. And the best way to see it is picture, and you can see. I don't know. Anything remarkable about your ears or eyes?
I don't think so. Let me see.
I don't think you're going to see anything in the camera.
I'm trying to look directly at it.
You can't do it. You can't look at that and that.
Well, this one, it appears to be bigger. But I think that's because this eyelid is bigger and then this one is not bigger.
Mm. Eyelids. I do have a question about that. So it looks like one of yours is kind of doing it right now. You know, stereotypically, when you're tired, your eyelids will be down some.
Yeah.
Some mornings, one or both of my eyelids will be collapsed. Is that the right word? Where it's dropped a bit?
Yeah.
And you could fix it by like kind of pulling at the side of your eye and making it recede. But then if you blink, it just resets down to... It's just something that happens depending on the day. And I really rather resent when I have one eyelid halfway down because I look like I'm retarded all of a sudden. It looks very off. And if both are down, I don't care. It's symmetrical. Now I just look like I'm freaking tired.
Yeah, I think my eyelids are always
mess up.
Well, they're always they've always been disparate sizes.
Or are they? Because it looks like they're both down the tiniest bit, which looks like normal and awake. But for me, normally you cannot see my eyelids when my eyes are open. Like yours are like shuttered at 10%
naturally.
Right now, it seems maybe that's natural for me. They're at zero. You cannot see them. So when they shutter, they go to 25. Depending on the day, and it looks like I'm tired because it's a 25% difference in how wide my eyes are.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no control over it.
Yeah.
Really?
I've given up on symmetry in my face. I'm pretty sure my eyelids, you can tell this one is always bigger than the other one. It just is. And so when I smile too, you see how this one's bigger?
I guess if you say so. I mean, if you gave me a question I have to fill out and pick one on the board, then I can see it. But otherwise, I never would have noticed or given a shit.
Right.
This two things, though. People are vain about themselves. And then two, men don't really care about other men's appearances. So I wouldn't have noticed it.
There's a great TikTok trend where people like... I guess it's not really a trend more than a series of people bullying people. But basically, people... like who get famous on TikTok and start making a bunch of videos, people have point out like their facial, you know, disparity or non-conformities, I guess you could say. They're ones that are not normal.
Discrepancies.
Discrepancies is another way to say it. But like there's a great video that I saw where there's a guy and he, you know how you can highlight a comment and then put it on your video live. And so he like highlights a comment that says, check your ear size, bro. And then you like, it shows him looking and like, this year's way bigger than this year.
You just noticed it for the first time.
And he's like, his face is all serious like this. And he goes, fuck you so much. And the way he says it, I was like, that's true. If you never notice it before and someone points something out like that, he'd be like, fuck you so much for that. Like, why did you have to ruin my life?
Hey,
this is funny.
This kind of counts in topic. I would guess that if there's one facial feature most women are insecure about, it's the size of their forehead, right? At least that's stereotypically true. Like that's, if you want to make fun of some girl, tell her she has a big forehead. Like that's the go-to kind of a thing.
It depends on the girl, but that.
Well, I mean, there's so many things you can be insecure about, any one of us. But I think the right word is stereotypically.
Well, I don't want to say that for sure. Just
that's
because
the one that people would notice, I think.
I don't want to say that. Because there's
stereotypes. Okay, different. Maybe that's the wrong question.
Are you right now asking what's the ugliest thing a girl can have? No, which I don't want to say that.
I haven't asked the question yet. I was trying to ask comparably because I think The question might be, given the choice for everybody to change one feature about their face, I bet the majority of women would change the size of the forehead and the majority of men would change the shape or size of their chin. I think that's probably the most basic thing that... That's not about insecurity. It's about the thing
I don't know.
That
noses
you,
are,
it doesn't...
Noses are pretty high up there as far as things people are conscious about too, yeah. Sometimes. I mean, I can see what you're asking. I don't know if I feel comfortable saying what the thing people want to change the most is about themselves, because I don't know.
I'm just guessing. So many. Well, I'll probably never know.
Like if the typical girl is like, it is stereotypical for a girl to be like, my forehead looks disgusting, you know, or they want to try bangs, but I can't because my forehead wouldn't allow it. Like, that does happen a lot, but girls complain about everything.
It's so funny because I know you just made it up on the spot. It sounded like you were working so hard to go up the noble road at the very end, just drop off the cliff. That was great. That's a great structure for a joke.
But then, I don't know. Guys, there are a lot of guys conscious about their chin size.
I mean, I've never really thought about it, but I'm just guessing.
Do you like your chin okay?
Yeah, I guess.
You like hiding it?
I like hiding it. It's like having a bigger beard. Whatever, it's not important. That's just what my guess would be. If scientists surveyed 100,000 and they had the results, majority guesses. What's your guess, Walter? Chin and forehead is my guess. That's all that is.
Yeah.
It's not from my experience. I mean, personally, from what I've seen of people, it's true. You said something about shaming or calling out famous people's discrepancies, whatever the right word is.
Nonconformities? I don't know.
It reminded me of a YouTuber who was notorious for bullying people on YouTube, like just making videos of making fun of other people.
Was it for fun or was it in the spirit of...
It was pretty not correct because he wouldn't welcome the criticism back onto himself. So when it did come around, it was hilarious. And this kind of gives away who it is. But a YouTuber, I don't want to give names because I'm trying to be nice, called it out. YouTuber on question. Another YouTuber called out a feature and started a hashtag no chin. Because he had like no chin that he apparently was hiding, but people never noticed because he had a way of hiding on the camera and the angles he used. And so when it came out, it was like, wow, he has no chin. And it was really funny. And it was like justice because he had been making fun of people and just turning away. Anyway,
I think I remember hearing it. So I just don't remember the YouTuber.
Well, that's okay if you don't. It's not important. I'm not trying to pile on.
I know YouTubers that don't have a chin for sure.
Well, I have a very small chin. I think I really do. I mean, forget the beard, because beard makes anyone's face look bigger. But yeah, that's actually probably the most awareness I have of my face is in a game like Mass Effect or Skyrim. When you do a 3D recreation of try to yourself, it's like, oh, I gotta bring the chin way down as an example, or my lips. And then you start to notice my eyes are really squinty. They're shaped like this.
Yeah, I haven't seen you without a beard in a long time, so I don't remember what your chin looks like.
I've been growing hair for a year and a half. Year now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to grow it for about five more months, and then I'll cut it back in the spring. Beard too. Go back to being a baby.
All the way?
Stubble and my chicken hair. Do that again.
Okay.
It's the plan. But I planned that last year, but in the 6 months I gave my hair to grow, it did not grow enough, so I gave it a whole other year, and now it's long enough, but I want to keep it for the winter.
I want to tell people something I learned about with jaws and chins and what they call jaw posture, is what they call it. There's this interesting
idea that people put forward, posturing, if you will.
Well, it's proven. It's
a joke.
Well, here's what it is. Basically, they do this thing called jaw posturing, and it's something that a lot of celebrities talk about and stuff, because people who are life coaches said that in your free time, when you're not thinking about it, you should practice this. And it's the idea. Basically, what it is, I'll set up because I need to anyway. But it's the idea that you clench your jaw, not to grind your teeth or anything, but you clench it all the way. And then you suck all the excess air out of your mouth, and then you put your tongue flat on the roof of your mouth. And then you get used to doing that when you're not thinking about it. It's like you train your body to do that. And yeah. I noticed I did that at a really young age because it bothered me and I was OCD. And so I was just like, whenever I wasn't doing anything, I'd always remove all the air from my mouth and my tongue would be flat on the roof of my mouth. Turns out that's actually what that does is it actually strengthens your jaw muscles and it pronounces your chin over time. It like makes your chin, it like your bone obviously can't change, but when your muscles end up flexing your jaw forward and it basically makes your cheekbones stronger.
Yeah.
It makes you have stronger lines and stuff. And I've always had, everyone's always been like, you got like the crimson chin going on. They make fun of me because I look like Dick Van Dyke with my strong chin and stuff. And I realized when I learned that, I was like, oh, I probably only got that because I was always doing that posturing stuff just without thinking about it. And I'm just used to doing that. But I thought that article was really interesting because it showed all these people doing their jaw posturing and then show them a year later after they practiced doing it for like an hour a day or something. And like their faces became noticeably, I would say, more aesthetic.
It's interesting.
It was interesting. It made me.
That's why I have a small chin, because I'm always agape like this.
Yeah, they said that.
So they're lazy jaw, no muscles.
They did say that. They did say that. I guess the common thread between people who had less strong jaws was that they often just let them relax. They're like, these people are lazy with their jaws. Anyway, it made me curious. It also is supposed to help like your neck and stuff too. But anyway, if you're not thinking about it, it's a good practice to just tongue to the roof of your mouth, remove all the air from your mouth, clench your teeth together. Not grinding, but
yeah, it's kind of hard.
Like this, and it's not like it works your jaw out hard. They don't become sore. It just slightly flexes them. And
yeah, you would only want to do it slightly if you're going to do it for a long period of time. You're going to freaking wear your jaw out. You know, you eat so much, your jaw gets tired. It's never happened to you.
Mm-mm. Well, I really do think that part of that is because I'm just used to doing that. My jaw has always worked hard. It's the same way that if like you were carrying groceries and you're not very strong, you'd be very tired. But if you're just lifting 30 pounds, you know, 30, 50 pounds in curls every day, then carrying groceries is nothing. It's literally just a muscle that gets stronger.
Yeah,
over time.
People are different. Quick aside, I remembered I took my brother up Pike's Peak. He had never been that high before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you out of breath, you tired? He goes, no. I'm like, yeah, you are. He goes, no, I'm fine. And I realized he wasn't lying because he'd been walking with me and he had at the very least been acting as if he had been fine, but it didn't affect him as much as anybody else, even though he had never experienced that little auction before. So that was frustrating for me because that was going to be part of the joy for me was just watching him struggle like, haha. But no, he was fine. So it was frustrating. Anyway, quick aside. Got another facial feature to pick at?
My nose?
Yeah, that's the setup.
Yeah, that's
right. You look like picking.
Yeah.
I
broke my nose thrice.
Yeah, I don't envy you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your nose is fine. Like, I've never, it's weird because I'm a guy, you know, and most people, I don't know that most people in general do this, but as a guy, probably even less so. I don't look at people and pick apart things about them physically. People just don't give a fuck. Most people in a bit on a podium sense, like if you're putting yourself on social media and touting your looks, then yeah, prepare to get those judged. But on a day-to-day basis in real life, no one gives a crap. So anyway, I don't have much of an opinion of what you look like, but I mean that in a good way. Your nose is like good. I have no complaints about your nose.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So you're welcome.
I was wondering what you thought.
It. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Thanks. So when I first broke it, I was 7, and I broke it by running into some tables, and it was crooked like this, just very slightly. It kind of looked like that, actually. Very slightly crooked for 2 years. Then I broke it again wrestling with my friend on this bed and hitting a windowsill, and it straightened out. It like went back to regular. And then I broke it another time by just like a small fracture. It didn't actually move to the side. Now, unfortunately, both of those breakings, they ended up loosening the septum here.
Yeah.
And so what you'll see is that even though my nose is largely straight, this septum sticks out kind of a lot. Like on the bottom, if you look from the side, you can see that this is like way lower than the rest of my nose. And I kind of hate that. I wish that it was more like this. It would look better like that.
I'd say especially considering the fact that your nose is broken, it looks good because I would not know that it was broken unless you told me, as an example. Yeah. Sometimes it's an obvious broken nose, like a boxer nose where it's like crooked as heck. Mm-hmm. But
now technically it is very crooked, but all the crookedness is inside and you can tell because the septum is literally rotated this way on the bottom. So it's like this, if this was slightly over here, then you see it straightens out like from the bottom. Anyway, this is it all angle. Anyway, the septum is completely crooked, but the nose surrounding it is no longer crooked. Where's my mic going?
That's good. It's like a couple inches below your mouth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, so the septum is crooked. I've been told I need to get it fixed. The other thing is that I broke it on the inside the second time I broke it. And so I don't know any other way to describe it other than to say that the septum like rose back into my sinuses and then at some point was broken in such a way where it's just a loose flap of skin and it covers one nostril at a time unless I hang upside down for a while, which is really interesting because I hang upside down and then I can breathe really clear. It's like, but I, even right now I can only breathe out of this one.
Yeah. That's always been frustrating to me. I've been told several times because I've asked several times that it's very normal for one nostril to work at a time. Mm-hmm. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they just both work?
Right.
I have two holes.
Yep.
But I've been told repeatedly so by doctors, so it must be true, because it's very rare that ever that they're both open. But when it happens,
it's amazing. It's
amazing.
Yeah. So you have the same thing I do. You get one nostril at a time.
But it's not a flap. It's made worse by a deviated septum, which I believe you have as well. It's better now because I've had two surgeries on it and it's still not correct, but it's way better than it was. Mm-hmm. So my nose is also remarkably boring, I think, and I like it.
Okay.
So here's a question. What is the most unique feature out of all your facial features?
Mike Berry crooked teeth and jaw.
Hmm.
They're very crooked. It's kind of unbelievable. Like here's how I know. If I was to take my hand and cover, if I open my mouth and I cover this, you'd be like, wow, you can see how crooked his teeth are on his upper side. And the bottom side is just as crooked, but because your jaw, you can rotate it both sides. You can't tell, but watch.
I guess you're right. It's just not as horrendous to me as it is to you.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the front isn't as bad as the back. Like the back, these ones are probably a solid 3 to 4 millimeters lower than these ones and the back. And I started noticing that once I started having dental surgeries and like this side, when they gave me a filling, they drill it down. I was like, it's still, the bite is too tall. Like, and to this day, the bite is too tall because they drilled it so far down and they couldn't find the spot that was too tall. And it turns out it's not that the tooth was too tall. It's that the whole jaw just closes quicker on this side than this side because this side is lower. Anyway.
Cool story, bro.
I think it's unique to have.
I just forgot to ask the question. I would guess the shape of my eyes would be the most unique. They're not crazy, but they're very squinty, I guess. They're not like horrendously squinty that you would describe them as squinty upon seeing me in passing, but like after having spent time with me and seeing my face move around, that might be the thing. I don't know. And I like it. Something that makes me unique, I guess.
Yeah. Here's what I like. I like that you've said several things about your face and that most of the time you say, and I like it.
I like most things about my face. I think I got 50%.
That's great, dude.
Do you not feel the same way about yourself?
No, I like my face.
Like, okay, 100% being you designed your face in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
0% being I can't imagine it being any worse. How would you subjectively percentage rate your face? Because I'd go 80.
I'd give me a B.
I'm really happy with my face.
I'd give me a B for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what percentage.
Everything could be better and all that crap, but I'm grateful for the face I have.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. I'm okay.
Yeah, man. You are okay. You're very handsome.
Passing grade.
Yeah. So I would give me a B for sure. And then sometimes if I had thick beard, I'd be very happy. I'd be like, I'm an A. I'm an A, even if it's a 90, but I'd be an A. I'd even say an easy A, I think, if I had a very big beard, very cool beard.
You know what's interesting to me? I don't know if this is true, but in my mind, I think it's more important that you have a good opinion of yourself, that your subjective a definition of your attractiveness is in a way more important than how attractive you might be objectively.
Yeah.
Because if your opinion of yourself is good, then the whatever else doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
So here's what would be interesting is for like a very attractive person who thinks us less attractive than them to hear this. I bet they would, how I know we're okay in saying like, I think I'm a B, or, you know, giving us a good grade is, I think they would be happy to hear us be like, I think I'm attractive, you know?
I think a sensible person who, like many others, who is generous or blessed in one area and understands how little of importance it is, like wealthy people who know that money doesn't buy happiness, whatever, I think they could look at you and go, yeah, I'm glad you got that figured out. You didn't have to have all this to know it. So
yeah.
But what do we know? We're just bullshitting assholes.
Yeah, I just wonder what like an actual beautiful person would think of me, you know, or you, you know, like if like a very, very beautiful person who has high standards.
To which we would say, I don't really care what you think. So
I'm curious, but I don't care, yeah, is what I would,
yeah,
say.
I get it.
Like, so like if someone offered, like a very beautiful person is like, hey, do you want to know exactly what I think of your face? I'd be like, not, yeah, I do, but I'm fine.
My position specifically would be not really, but I'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty indifferent.
Yeah.
All right.
I once was in a, we were getting high, right? We were in this attic. We were getting high with, it was me and a guy friend of mine who's very, very handsome guy, and another gal friend of ours. And I think there were other people there kind of coming in and out. And we started talking about attractiveness. And then our gal friend offered, hey, do you want me to rate you guys' faces? And I remember thinking, I am curious, but I was in a room with a very attractive guy. So I was, yeah, thinking, shoot, I'm bound to get less than him. And she was like, I'm going to be honest. And I was like, okay, fine, let's go. And so she goes to the other guy, she goes, you're attractive. And he was like, thank you. And I was like, yeah, that's true. He is.
It's fair.
And then she looked at me and she goes, you are too, but in a weird way. And I remember thinking, if I haven't heard a better description of my face, you're attractive too, but in a weird way. And I was like, you know what? I'll live with that. If that's what everybody thought of me, I'd be like, yeah. Because there's a lot of
that's
people who
better.
Are.
That's handsome, but unique. That's kind of what, yeah, it means.
I don't know. I don't know that it's better.
I'll second the motion and say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how we went down that road. Facial features is what I would like to call the episode.
Your face is what I want to call it.
Sure. Whatever. You're in charge of naming it. You get the fun job. Whatever.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. I can't believe we talked about our faces for an hour and 2 minutes.
Unfortunately, it was kind of our faces for the hour, but we were trying to talk in general. But our faces are all we have here. So
I'm going to spell it wrong too. I'm going to say you are face, like your face.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to the one that you can. What did Zach said?
All right.
Be good.
Enjoy your face. I'm sure it's beautiful.
That's a good description. Enjoy your face.
Yeah. Okay. Do it.